Viewer discretion is advised.
What's going down, everybody? It's your girl, Lady M.
Y'all still rock with your boy, GM Quick, man. What's happening?
We are back, guys. 2021. I truly hope it's been a good one out there for everyone.
And that it's been a blessed one and staying blessed for everybody, man. Getting ready for this major change up, man.
I know for me personally, it's gotten off to a great start. So with that being said, we do have a great show for you. We have our hood news coming up and our Jammin' and Dammin' session.
So y'all know what that means when it comes to the Jammin' and Dammin', man.
The topic of the day. And last but not least, we do have those indie artists that we are featuring that we feel deserve that recognition.
And we will bring y'all the latest interviews, man, dealing with some major people, dealing with people who strive for certain causes. Y'all know, just people y'all can learn something from. Y'all know what it is.
That's right. That means any kind of independent film makers, any type of industry people, we are going to bring them here on the Underground Podcast, where the music is hot. So
y'all be able to check it out here first. Y'all know what it is.
With that being said, we do want to let everybody know we do scout for our indie artists. So we definitely are making sure that we do bring you the hottest tracks out there. And if you're interested in a possible feature, you can go to musicxray.com or you can go to our Facebook page and follow the link.
And make sure y'all share it and y'all copy and likes, man. Y'all know what's happening, man. Y'all go and support your boys. Go and support your girls. Go and support your teams. Y'all know what it is.
Don't forget to subscribe also. So right after the news, y'all know what time it is. We got the hood news coming up next and it's juicy.
Coming straight at y'all.
Stick with us after this break. We'll be back.
Hood news.
And we're back, guys, with the hood news.
Hood news. Y'all know what that means. I ain't talking about the hood with all the little ratchet thoughts and all the crazy dudes that on our own development, man. That's what we're going to do. Hood news. Y'all know
so we're going to go ahead and start with Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. So according to tabloids.
Again.
So according to tabloids, Megan Thee Stallion is infuriated with Tory Lanez. They're due to be in court. For those of you who don't remember, Megan Thee Stallion was shot by Tory Lanez.
And guess what?
Leaving a party, Kaylee's house, Kaylee Kardashian, and they were about 5 miles away from their home. Now, her feet.
Who gets shot in the feet?
He might not have intended it to be in her feet, but nonetheless, she was shot.
Well, if she got shot in her feet, that means he had to be aiming down. So could he be trying to shoot somebody else?
Or maybe it was just an accident. Maybe he just wanted to give her a scare. I don't know. She was shot.
Ain't nothing nice about giving nobody no scare by shooting, by letting go of a fucking trigger. No, I don't see it.
Check out this clip, guys.
I don't
y'all know exactly what we're talking about.
I don't understand. I tried to keep the situation off the internet, but you dragging it. You dry shot me. Like, everybody in the car? It's only 4 months in the car. Me, you, my homegirl, and your security. Everybody in the car arguing. I'm in the front seat. This in the back seat. I get out the car. I'm done arguing. I don't want to argue no more. I get out. I'm walking away. This from out the back seat of the car starts shooting me. You shot me.
There you have it. So that was Megan Thee Stallion in her own words stating how she was shot by Tory Lanez on July 12th, and correction from earlier, they were actually leaving Kaylee Jenner's house, which, you know, still none the same, one of the Kardashian sisters.
Aroma, right?
So, yeah, they were getting their little party on, and apparently they left 5 minutes away from Megan Thee Stallion's house. Again, she was shot. So, I'm pretty glad that she stepped up to the plate, and she's speaking out about it because, I mean, it could have been worse. She could have been shot elsewhere instead of the feet. And so we...
You know what I like to know? Who Megan was talking to 30 minutes before she got shot?
What do you mean? They got into an altercation is what they were saying. Okay. She stated that they were in an altercation.
Yeah. I've been to parties, house parties and clubs and stuff. And most of the arguments is because somebody talking to somebody they ain't supposed
somebody
to be talking
else.
To.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah. And then they left. There was arguments and somebody was shot. Makes sense. They did state they were not in a relationship.
And maybe who she was talking to 30 minutes.
Or maybe just Tony Lane is a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, okay? Because who shoots somebody if you're not even in a relationship? I mean, that's just...
Well,
I mean, I don't get me wrong, and, you know, we mean no disrespect, but because he's a tremendous, you know, rapper, singer,
artist.
Person, I mean, he's awesome, you know, but... Right. You know, nonetheless, you have to take in consideration what he did. And if he's willing to shoot a woman in the foot and he's not even dating her, I mean, who knows what, you know, actions he may take in the future. So, okay. With that being said.
Was she the side piece or someone?
I mean, we don't know. We don't really know the situation. And that's between those two. But nobody deserves to be shot. I'm waiting.
Well, the jury's still out on that comment.
Yeah, they are due to go to court. So, again...
You can earn a bullet.
Again, we're just recapping on the situation and letting everybody know that it is not true that they have come to a resolution because, again, Tory Lanez and his entourage is going around spreading these rumors, according to Megan, that they have come to a resolution and they have not.
I need to see all the evidence before I can make my decision.
Well, I mean, honestly, I seen the video with Tory Lanez and I don't believe him at all. He is showing a tremendous amount of indication that he is lying. And I do...
Well, you a woman listening to a man, you off the bat.
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, it's the things that he's doing, you know, making gestures. Everybody knows that scientifically speaking, it is known that, you know, whenever you are telling a story or whatever, you look off to the left or you can't keep eye contact or you're moving your hands while you're talking and you're, you know, in a defensive mode. Yeah, okay. You're in a defensive mode or you're, you know, and when you touch your mouth, you know, those are indications of somebody lying.
Touching your mouth.
Yeah, even when you're like explaining a story but you tend to touch your mouth, it's like,
I don't know shit. I'm asking you. I ain't never touched my mouth to lie.
I'm trying to think of the right words to say.
Is your hand trying to cover your mouth up?
No, it's like unconsciously. You do it because your mind is knowing that you're not telling, that you're fabricating a story. And so, you know, subconsciously you touch your mouth. And it's, I don't know, it's been scientifically proven. So, I don't know. I really feel like he isn't being honest. Because he's scared of the type of, you know, I mean, he's looking at, what, 23 years in prison? Which what? I don't think he'll do because money talks. But, I mean, he's looking at losing his career, possibly, and facing a lot of time. So, what would you do? You would defend yourself, so.
Yeah, I mean, and then, what do you mean, looking at 23? I mean.
They said he's facing 23 years.
What is, so they're threatening him
for shooting her? That's what the courts are saying. That's what he's facing for shooting her.
Being threatened with.
I mean, he's not being threatened. I mean, he did shoot somebody, so I don't know. We'll find out soon, though. So moving on to the next story,
maybe
because
they're just trying to contract with him.
Yeah, that's something that we did discuss. But moving on to the next story, guys, we want to talk about Donald Trump and the pardon. Now, this is an interesting story, and we seem to have an interesting theory on that. For those of you who don't know, that one of the last gestures that Donald Trump made in office was the fact that he pardoned 143 people. Some of those being rap artists, which was...
Boy, he's so racist.
Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, of course... we can't forget Desiree Perez, the CEO of Roc Nation. So now, if you guys can kind of put the connections together, they all seem to be part of Roc Nation. In the news lately, it's been discussed that Jay-Z is going to fund a lot of money into cannabis.
Well, you can see a lot of things moving his favor, too.
He's launching $10 million in a fund for minority-owned pot businesses. So, and according to, you know, Jay-Z, he feels as though, you know, a lot of minorities have took the fall for selling cannabis. And now that it's becoming legal, you know, are Caucasian friends have basically took over the business, and he doesn't see that that's justice, and neither do I. You know, I have to agree. However, do I agree that their charges should have been dropped or pardoned? No, but I think it's a money issue.
Yeah, it's all commercial.
Yeah, I think it's a money issue. I think that they probably were supporters of Trump, and they probably, you know, there's probably was a lot of money involved, and you know,
well, yeah, it was a lot of money involved.
Well, and Desiree Perez, being the CEO, is supposedly be in charge of this whole funding with the cannabis. So
she's the executor.
Right.
She keeps all the other little people in line.
Yeah, and she's the one actually launching it for Jay-Z. So with that being said, we know that in that situation, you have to be cleared of all charges. So you can't have like a record and be in that position where you're launching a campaign for millions and millions of dollars for marijuana. So we do kind of put the connection. We could be wrong, but I mean, I'm pretty sure we're not. Pretty sure that's what that is. It's a money situation.
Well, I mean, it could be that, you know, he's racist. And
who?
Donald Trump. He could be racist.
He's racist? And so he...
Yeah.
No, I doubt it.
That don't make
sense. No, it doesn't. It does. It's a total money situation.
About all the people try to tell me he's racist?
Well, I mean, that's a whole other story.
I know, huh?
I mean, we don't... His wife is not even... American. She's like scavenged. What is it?
What you gonna call it?
Scavenged. I don't know what the hell it is. But she's not from the U.S. So
she's from Russia.
I mean, she's Russian. So I mean, can't be too. Well, you know, I don't know. But I draw the line there. We don't really know the situation.
Situation of what?
We don't really know the situation. We're just giving our opinion.
We don't really know what happened with Tory Lanez and Megan.
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking
about
the
party. We know what it is over here. It's about this money.
And
they got a lot of money coming. They need everybody where they're supposed to be at.
Oh, speaking of that, Tory Lanez did go on to say that Roc Nation was the one that contacted him, kind of telling him to keep his mouth shut about the situation. So, you know, again, everybody's kind of like tied into one another. But on the pardon situation, it is also said that Suge Knight, C Murder, and there was one more.
Well, see, they not with Roc Nation.
Well, they asked for a pardon as well, but they didn't get pardoned.
But you ain't.
Yeah,
in
they're
Roc
not
Nation
with Roc line. Nation. So,
yeah.
Again, I think it's a money situation. We all know Jay-Z has got his money invested in a lot of stuff, and you know, he's a billionaire. Him and Beyonce, so.
Yeah, they in the Beehive.
Yeah, so.
For real.
We all know, you know, they
make me giggle.
They represent the triangle, so we don't know what the situation is. I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm just going to say it like that. In all respect.
The triangle. I like that. Trillions.
Huh. Yeah, the triangle. The trillions. Yep, exactly. Nice. Ooh. So, again, we'll be back after these messages, guys. That was what we had. Unless you got anything else to add to the Hood News. Actually, I do have something to add for the Hood News. So, you guys heard that Dr. Dre had a brain aneurysm. So, y'all keep him in prayer because he is coming home from the hospital, I guess, a week ago. He had a brain aneurysm.
Okay,
so,
for us, that sometimes you got to explain things to.
Even though him himself is known to.
What is a brain aneurysm?
A brain aneurysm. It's a blood clot that goes into your brain and could kill you.
Okay.
It's a blood clot that goes to your brain that can kill you. Like, it's very dangerous. You can die from that.
See, you got to explain this.
I can't even believe he survived it. Like, it's a miracle.
But I need you to explain it to my one cousin that don't
know. It is a brain aneurysm. It is when a blood clot, it goes all the way up to your brain and basically just kills you. Like, most people don't survive that. So the fact that he even survived that, you know, he's really lucky. He's really lucky. So prayers out to Dr. Dre. We hope, you know, he gets better and that he heals, mm-hmm. you know, fast and all is well. Okay. And again, we don't mean any disrespect to none of the artists or their families for anything that we discuss. Okay. So we're just kind of giving our opinions. Yeah, and
my nerve was thinking, like, what causes a brain?
Smitty is just all over the place today. All over the place. Y'all got to excuse him. Well, we'll be back after these messages with our first featured artist. We'll be back. And we're back, guys. So, check this out. We're about to get ready to feature our first indie artist. They go by the name of Lourdes. And Lourdes. The song is called I-77. So y'all check it out. Let us know what you think. Here we go.
It looks like you lost another one.
Yeah, yeah, watch me fake off. Fake off. Niggas hunting, but I swear they soft. So soft. You only drop the top of this soft. Bitch, I only wanted it, she soft. So soft. Yeah, yeah, watch me take off. Fake off. Niggas hunting, but I swear they soft. So soft. You only drop the top of this soft. So bitch, I only wanted it, she soft.
If it's soft, then I want it. If it's soft, then I want it. I'm not in the stalking, baby girl, let's get talking. Girl, let's get talking. Where your body got me walking. Yeah, it got me walking. Yeah, it got me walking. Wait, alright. Now they thinking you read it and I'm about it, it's on sight. Gotta get to the millions, cause I'm thinking it's alright. Man, I hot till I wake up in the morning, a long flight. Man, yeah, a long flight. Me, I'm getting hella cake. Me, I'm just hella paid. You just hella fake. You won't elevate. Me, I'm getting hella cake. Me, I'm just hella paid. You just hella fake. You won't elevate.
Right, yeah, yeah, watch me take off. Niggas hunting, but I swear they soft. You will only drop the top and be soft. You, bitch, I only wanted it, she soft.
So soft,
yeah, yeah, watch me take off. Take off. Niggas hunting, but I swear they soft.
So soft.
You will only drop the top and be soft. You, bitch, I only wanted it, she soft.
So soft.
I do the dash on the interstate. I assume 7, you see me go ahead and get away. Hey, I just go ahead and smoke this blunt today. Smoke your bitch all up in my fucking face. She wanna smoke with me, she know it's up with me. She wanna smoke with Z, she wanna get high with me. She know it's up with me, she wanna come with me. She want me to fuck her and that's what I'ma do to her. Up high, I count this money, I smoke this gas, that's every day, you know what I say. Yo, I ain't lying to these bitches, you know what I'm saying. These little niggas lying, y'all, you know they fucking lying.
Yeah, yeah, watch me take off, niggas hunting, but I swear they soft.
So soft.
You will only drop the top and be soft.
So
you, bitch, I only wanted it, she soft.
So soft.
Yeah, yeah, watch me take off, niggas hunting, but I swear they soft.
So soft.
You will only drop the top and be soft.
So soft.
You, bitch, I only wanted it, she soft.
So soft.
Watch me take off. Fuck niggas steady talking, knowing that they soft.
It's off.
Watch me switch lanes. I can't be around none of you lanes. Y'all fucking up the game.
Fucking up the game.
Stylist, they can't quit. On the road, round around, laughing with your chick.
Laughing.
Man, what a life this is. On the grind, day and night, this shit ain't gon' end. Yeah, watch me take off. I swear I'll never be soft.
Never.
Yeah, watch me change the game, but never switch up on the game. That shit ain't gon' change.
Yeah, yeah, watch me take off. Niggas hunting, but I swear they soft.
So soft.
You will only drop the top and be soft.
So
you, bitch, I only wanted it, she soft.
So soft.
Yeah, yeah, watch me take off. Niggas hunting, but I swear they soft.
So soft.
You will only drop the top and be soft.
So soft.
You, bitch, I only wanted it, she soft.
So soft.
And we're about to get into our next track right here called Misty Blues by Cali Sunset. So check it out.
On my knees, even when busy, you so flexible. Take you at face value, your word is always credible. Keep it a stack with me, I love it just like some edibles. Never wishy-washy, but quick to watch something up for me. A G in my eyes that thinks they cocked on the side. As we ride, sippin' deuce, they rollin' up. That gorilla, don't push him, yeah, he a killer. In these streets, he bout his thriller. Bossed up in no soup, I tell them workers what to do. While in pursuit, still staying true. Putting niggas on when they come home. Get them off the streets, give them jobs, give them homes. Let them know they ain't alone, just make me love you like my own. See our future in your eyes, ain't nothing about you. I despise your aura, keep me hypnotized. Addicted to the way we vibe, your loving be the best. That's why I slide on it. When it rides, your touch got me on cloud nine, somewhere in the sky. Woo!
Damn, baby.
Always truth, never lies. We ain't on that type of time. Take you down with energize. It's gonna be a long night. Feed your belly till it's full. Make sure that you eating good. You my other half, I did the math. We just add. Go together like a roast and boil. You at Miss Katie crib. Got me taking it back, cause that's how much I love the kid. We came up together, we been rocking since we was kids. Did our dirt, buried it. We moved on since then. Made a life together, took it south, changed the weather. A couple kids later on in life, I'm your common wife. You don't need a ring just to prove your love for me, cause you show it every day, even when we don't agree. You ain't going nowhere, I ride it out on the sphere. However long that it takes, both consistent, we'll get there. You my rock, I love you, I don't place no one above you. I will lie on the stand, tell a judge it wasn't him.
It wasn't him, that's love right there, baby.
Damn quick. L before y'all know the business.
Still 100.
100.
Take off!
Pissed off with a slight spark, you got me looking at a star view. Just wishing I could find you. So beautiful, dark till the sky blue.
Star.
But you failed to expect self in order to get away from the rest. Let's clean up that. Send it low to the laundromat. So bright when you see it is you can't get a grip on the point to believe it. Everyone's a heart so paid with your mind stay incorporated. Feel the pressure just on the time rate. On the path with a crossway. What more can I say for the weight that you hold for the future? Admit it, I'm alert to that bullshit, shot it come straight. Who wanna pretend to you say no? Who strives to offend you? I can uplift you for having offended you. Take a look over the wall, it was a bend you. Ten toe holding your back. Picking up the piece you left. This is just facts to believe in the truth. You shouting your diamond the dirt, she gon' shine through. Baby girl, you're a star. Let them know who you are. Take a look in your rear view. You're a dumb shot shot through. When you're up for the test, to bring out the best, overlooking all the rest. Take a look in your rear view. You're a dumb shot shot through. Baby girl, you're a star. Let them know who you are. Take a look in your rear view. You're a dumb shot shot through. When you're up for the test, to bring out the best, overlooking all the rest. Take a look in your rear view. You're a dumb shot shot through. Take a picture of the past, click, 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 reminiscing on Kodak. I'm so proud of you, positive feedback. Just for the record, I think you should know that. Overtaken by a
nice shot.
Unemployed with a life now. Now they looking outside, what about the end to the fire? How you made it to provide for a lifetime? Go. Now I'm climbing with the little gold, now sit back, looking to watch the moon grow. Committed to the past, the motive that won't better. But the seed that planted, the hold it, you won't let her with a mind so strong. Don't let it subvert you, intersect, flirt you. This just facts to believe in the truth. You shout it, you're down to dirt, she gon' shout through.
Let them know who you are. Take a look in your rear view. You a dumb shot through. When you're up for the test, bring out the best, overlooking all the rest. Take a look in your rear view. You're a dumb shot through.
Let's go.
So easy, grab a hold
so
of.
Easy.
So hard to let go of the fact that you wanna progress. To confess, don't stretch for your bliss to express what's yourself love. Many scheme on your pride to speak on your beauty, but design for a main type. I can do this, I can do that. Future believe to inspire for may height. Time to be jump for the surface, no to arrive. But yes, this seems to the prize had it come to you. Never thought of in the act, real slave.
In the act,
trying to figure out who's who. Trying to real, they're the same while I got you. Ever honor in the way that I ought to. This just facts to believe in the true you. Shout out your down to thirst, gon' shout through, go.
Woo! And if you guys didn't recognize that voice, that is our very own GM Quick. Yes, with his new track, Star. I hope you enjoyed it. I absolutely adore it. So, with that being said, we're going to roll on to the next artist. It's a young artist from the South, of course, Texas. So, his name is KM Onum, and his song, My Time. Check it out.
Play running through these hoes like a running back. Told her after I hit one time, baby, know that I ain't coming back. Niggas always gone front around me, you know it ain't none of that. Prove the point, got her on the low, ran through that sack. Broke days, I ain't going back. Get the money before this shit, I'm a mind for it. Joe said, get focused, nigga, make time for it. Late nights in the studio, leaning in the walk, having niggas stuck. Hit up Dallas and I get the rush. Look back where I came from, yeah, it wasn't much, not bitch him up. Niggas talk about I had to show him it's my time. Swear none of these peons on my grind. Spend the bread, get it right back like I'm rewind. Bag never gon' decline. Told my mama we gon' be fine. Fuck a deal, I'm going hard until I'm signed. Ask around, I been up. Still feel like the shit ain't enough. Ain't no soul alive that I trust. Man, at times I feel like giving up. Ain't nobody believing me. Couple hoes deceiving me. All the lies they be feeding me. Fuck it though, I'ma keep it G. All them niggas say gone hard, cause I'm expecting nothing less. Niggas snitching, but I won't confess. On the ride, say nothing less. Gon' squeeze it like the shit compressed. Real shit, I relate to. How you let the bitches play you? In the end, they betray you. Never lacking, cause nigga watching, just waiting for it to replace you. Any nigga that ride with me know they bringing something to the table. Getting money was the only option, ain't really worried about a label. Cause I'm still getting money, down all these 50s and 100s. Fuck the hoe until she coming. Then I kicked her out like I punted. Learn to get the sack, then I run it. Self-made, you ain't taking nothing from it. Stay humble, cause I came from nothing. Hot box in the four-door coupe. Ran from 12 when I hit that loop. Fuck what we supposed to do. Yeah.
Damn.
Making play, running through the hoes like a running back. Told her after I hit one time, baby, know that I ain't coming back. Niggas always gone front, rob me, you know it ain't none of that. Prove the point, got her on the low, ran through that sack. Bro, days I ain't going back. Get the money before this shit, I'm a mind for it. Joe said, get focused, nigga, make time for it. Late nights in the studio, leaning in the walk, have a nigga stuck. Hit up Dallas and I get the rush. Look back where I came from, yeah, it wasn't much, now bitch him up. Niggas talking, but I had to show him it's my time. Swear none of these peons on my grind. Spend the bread, get it right back, like on rewind. Bag never gon' decline. Told my mama we gon' be fine. Fuck a deal, I'm going hard until I'm signed.
Suicide has crossed my mind tonight. Fall in and out of love with you a million times. Your energy is killing my vibe. Your synergy is my only high. I stuck around to be hurt again. Dropped around and made love again.
Tell me why would I lie?
is your girl, Lady M, and we are going to be discussing the topic of the day. So the topic of the day is it cheating if your spouse is with, and this is in a couple, guys, if your spouse is with another woman. So if your lady is with another woman, is it cheating? And we are going to start that discussion here momentarily. And let us know what you think. Drop us a link if you think it's cheating or if you don't think it's cheating. We want to know what you think. So here we go. Topic of the day. Again, if you're in a couple, is it cheating if your lady is with another woman? Topic of the day is, if you're in a relationship and your woman is with another woman, is it called cheating? We have a couple with us today, and they're going to give us their story and what, in their opinion, you know, if it's cheating or not. We're going to start with the male first. So, sir, is it cheating if your woman is with another woman?
I think it is, because anytime you're going outside of your relationship, your other half, if it's not your other half, it's called cheating. Anybody other than any extra and all that up, it's called cheating.
Okay, and for the lady, is it cheating?
No, I don't think it's cheating. Because in my way, I already had the relationship long term. This shit, as I said, they broke a problem. Either way it goes, hey, it is what it is. But I don't think it's cheating with a woman and a woman.
Okay, so if you was going with another woman and then you messed with another woman, that ain't cheating?
Actually, yes, because didn't I just say 6 years, okay, and I got out of that relationship because she hurted me.
Well, I think it would have been cheating if had the other woman been with another man.
Yes.
No, even if she was with another woman, it's still cheating.
No, no. I mean, that depends on.
If
wait a minute.
With a woman,
wait a minute.
You got to mess with another woman. That's
look, see, it depends on if you was with that stud. If they got the stud, okay.
Which
I was
not
with a stud for 6 years.
Stud,
okay.
Y'all ain't gonna call
stud
him no stud.
Is,
that's what I'm saying.
It's a stud.
Like they okay. Horses or bulls.
You gotta have a pole. I was with one of those.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I was with one of those. But then you got the girly. You know what I'm saying? But
them.
Uh-huh. Hey, no, not with them.
What you say,
yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion? She's
well,
no, a stallion is a male horse.
Yeah, no, she said.
Right, Megan right, and Smitty's always saying why they call her Megan Thee Stallion when it's a male horse.
Yeah,
what you know, and you know, y'all know how the industry is.
Oh, so
you know,
she's like the guy in
the stud. The stud, bro, yeah. Don't mess with
no man.
Yeah,
well,
they are the man.
No, they're not.
Well, and then you have your bisexual women.
Oh, yes, they are, because the stud would fight a regular man about their woman.
Hey, but I've been
they
known,
will fight
I've been known
a man about their woman.
Whatever you call it, I guess a stud. I've been known to make studs go back to being a woman.
Oh, not in my view. I don't think
so. What do you call that?
They have studs fight y'all men. Real, truly, honestly,
shit,
they
made,
will.
I've
like
had
they,
a stud go back yeah. to being a woman. Like,
well,
y'all
hey,
ain't
your, I ain't never seen that kind
studs.
Of whatever,
that's
whoever
a,
I was with.
That's a good
she ain't
well, that's
back.
A girl.
She ain't turned. She ain't turned back.
Six,
and she's out. She's
on
here,
six,
and she's with another woman or whatever.
Female.
Well, you got some of them don't even give a fuck about y'all. I'm sorry.
And she ain't got. No
and according
no
to the story that they gave us, so your ex, you were with for 2 years, and then your current girlfriend that you're with for 1 year, so you actually brought up the suggestion.
It wasn't no
just
current
to my conclusion.
For
1 year. We were not
actually
together.
I listened to them and they both said it in front of me.
Sure did.
They said, she said, I'm not gonna stop fucking or talking to
she
him.
She didn't say fucking.
For nobody.
She said.
So
nah.
They got this bond thing going on.
I just told you.
Whether
that.
They're not gonna stop talking to each other for nobody. He said it as well. So furthermore, when they say that they don't be fucking
enemies.
Too.
We're not enemies.
Okay, but before I just came home, you fucked her. You fucked her.
It wasn't just before you just
and
came home.
And I asked
home.
You, I said.
So if you are knowingly cheating or you have cheated, and your girl went off to sleep with another woman, not another man.
Worse.
Is it then considered
it
cheating?
Girl, though. That's the thing. She's not my girl.
What
we
am
didn't
I to
make
you
that
now?
Commitment.
What am I to you now?
We didn't make that commitment.
What am I to you now? The same old still.
What
am I to you now?
What do you mean? It'll be a year in February.
That you guys have been together, together. So that would be considered a relationship.
Yes.
You can't give her that title.
What is this? I got this. What is this? I asked him, what does this mean? What is
it? That looks like it's a commitment. Some type of commitment.
It's a gift.
Okay, so.
What does it mean?
Don't blow her head up.
So, here's the question then. If you have cheated, and then she goes off and sleeps with another woman, you would think that that would be cheating?
That is cheating.
Okay, but he said the whole time we stay here on 1619.
Hey, look at nigga, you owe me $5, fool.
What?
Because I had to put
$5
in
that
tank.
Can you leave and come back and say I owe you $5?
He just put $5 in there.
I just put
$5 in there. He just put $5.
It was low. Okay, on another note, and right back to the subject.
I'm so sorry. But.
So, again, it is cheating to you.
Correct.
Correct. And it's not cheating to you.
That's because she's in the flesh.
Not.
But there's no title.
She's doing what?
Self wants her to do.
But if you've cheated already, wouldn't you rather her cheat with a woman than a man?
I'd rather her not cheat at all, but she's free to do whatever the hell she wants because she's not obligated.
Only because he had fee. Oh, you still putting it out there like that, right?
Well, Nikki,
God, because the simple fact is, because like what he has did in the past, he know he done did me bad. He was, I'm not the type of woman.
I am focused
on him. I'm not gonna go out there and do what you done did to me.
Hey,
I'm the bigger person.
Hey, man.
Come on.
Hey, you are.
I'm woman at heart, baby.
As far as that,
I'm a woman at heart.
But I still was obligated to.
I fell in love with this guy. He needs to wake up.
What you mean? I told her from the jump, Nikki.
Okay,
don't,
it takes two to tango.
Don't put your feelings into me. I'm all
tango.
Bad. I was going okay, with another woman
saying,
when
you
I was
saying when
me
was
and
having
her
sex.
Which clearly indicates
you weren't saying that when we was having sex, though.
Hey, but well, how can
you
I?
I kept coming back.
I said it before we had sex. Before
I kept coming back, and you kept calling me.
I said, Nikki, look.
And you guys live together, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so then if in reality that even though you guys live together and she would be with another woman, then technically it wouldn't be cheating because you guys wouldn't be together.
But
because you wouldn't give her that title, correct?
I have something to say too.
Exactly.
We have had arguments, okay? Well, he would leave. I said, so you get to go do this, okay? And your exes get to come over there to the house. Okay, how about I get a man and come over here and sleep? Oh, you better not. I'ma beat your mother. Yeah. I'ma beat your motherfucking ass. He don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Every time he throw that in my face, and I have to step. But he can bring his exes and other.
What if it wasn't in your house? What if it was somewhere else?
Hey, that's what they're supposed to do. They better take that shit somewhere else.
So I can't have a
say-so. Hey, you can do whatever the hell you want to,
but you can do it to me.
Hell, no.
Oh, and matter of fact,
I had enough respect to not fuck around
exes,
in our house.
Exes, and number two ex came to spend a night once again, and I had to step to. That's two exes. This is number
two exes stay the night.
Oh, there's another one.
Dos Equis.
There's another one that they ain't even mentioned.
Oh my God.
Dos Equis.
One from Alvin.
Yes.
From Oklahoma.
This is the one he been with. Since she was 15 years
old. That's the one who...
Yes.
That's the one whose name is tattooed
on my arm. I'm dealing with it. Either else hit that door. I'm in love with this guy. Come on now.
But if she's with another woman, it's cheating?
Right. Yeah. And if I bring another man in the house...
It's cheating. So either way it goes, it's cheating for you, but not for him.
Yes, but not for him. If he do wrong, it's okay.
No, wait a minute. What'd you say now?
If he does.
So no, it's cheating for her, but it's not cheating for you.
How'd it go down?
So it's okay for you to have your exes around and sleep with them, but it's not okay for her to sleep with another woman?
I didn't have my exes around and sleep with them.
Hey, it's a done deal.
When my exes are around, we're not sleeping together like that.
It doesn't matter. You still brought them around.
We're not sleeping together.
But I can't bring nobody in the house for me.
I bring them around. That's better than
me. I can't bring nobody in the house for me. He goes, Nikki, they just coming.
We all adults.
He know. Come on now.
I'm not going to sleep with them right in your face,
But you have heard me.
We're not doing it.
And that's the topic of the day. So,
Is it considered cheating if you're in a relationship and your woman decides to sleep with another woman? I'm going to say, personally, my opinion, no. But, you know, to each his own.
Me, personally, I don't think it is. I like what?
Some women or some men would consider that a fantasy. And some men, it looks like, wouldn't consider that a fantasy. They'd absolutely say it's cheating.
Some people might say it's being stingy.
Exactly.
You being stingy. You didn't pay me none.
It's cheating. They being stingy.
There you go. You got the information right there on the Underground Podcast.
I like cream pie.
But you know what? If you really care about somebody, but I always get it thrown in my face, I have been there for you. Okay, but if I did it, you ready to knock me in my head. And that got me up.
If y'all gonna try to make this,
but I have so much respect for this man.
Not the right hood.
Not in my house.
I have so much. Oh, it's not my house.
It's like off NBA
Jam. It's not my house. We got that house together, baby.
No.
Together.
No.
Let us know what you think on the Underground Podcast. Drop us a link. Let us know. Is it cheating if your woman is with another woman?
I'm gonna leave that in the past.
Yeah, look at the lease agreement.
Don't start that.
We'll be back after these messages.
Do not start that.
And y'all know what time it is. It's time for Jam It or Damn It. So we went on ahead and picked two artists from MusicXRay.com. Okay, so these were two artists that did submit. And we just want to know your opinion. What you're going to do is drop either Jam It or Damn It. So on track number one or track number two. Track number one or track number two. So y'all know what to do. Drop us a link and let us know what you think. Jam It or Damn It. Here we go.
Clock go tick-tock, I'm like a fiend in the night. Whoop. Ain't no flip-flop, unless I'm on the beach at night. You can ride my way, I'm a tsunami tonight. You can ride my way,
trying to get to city now.
I'ma hit the ground like a running man. Secure the bag with rubber bands. Money so long, I'm the rubber man. You can bend me back like a rubber band. I ain't gon' pop, it's a game plan. Eating rappers up, pellet man. Neck so cold, snowman. Put the fam on, it's the floor plan. Wait till you see my whole unit. Fit be naked, just do it. Watch the whole crew pursue it. Top of the charts, we knew it. Watch how my cash flow. Watch Lady Low blow. Don't get split like a Dutch rolled up that smoke. That's how Lady Low blow. Watch how my cash flow. Watch Lady Low blow. Don't get split like a Dutch rolled up that smoke. That's how Lady Low blow. Natty O high off the contact. Smoking that good, matter of fact. I'm Van Gogh, Starry Night. Low shining star, city bright.
All I see is money when I wake up, all I see is sky when I bake up, you not on your grind, get your cake up, ninja fall in line like a shape up, when you see me, see the unit, I'm about action, if you talking, I'ma mute it, trying to get ahead, I'ma lose it, if I got my shot, I'ma shoot it, all I see is money when I wake up, all I see is sky when I bake up, you not on your grind, get your cake up, ninja fall in line like a shape up, when you see me, see the unit, I'm about action, if you talking, I'ma mute it, trying to get ahead, I'ma lose it, if I got my shot, I'ma shoot it,
All I see is money when I wake up. Money come in while I sleep. All I see is sky when I bake up. Niggas want chief like me. Bet they can't do it like I do it. Fake niggas in too deep. Lying every line of the music. Acting like the real don't see. I been on the block, harassed by the cops. I see people shot, so stop. You ain't from the block, you just need to stop claiming you something you not. You never sling rocks, seen the dope spot or even been seen with a Glock. You claim that you're hot, stream say you're not. I'm just saying stop. Saucy every time when I come through. Stop a nigga breathing, go blue. Everything you speaking, old new. Been killing beats, old school. Got my whole team in front of me. BLM salute. Got my whole team in front of me. This ain't nothing new. Bottom of the pit, I've been there. Belly of the beast, I swim there. Climbing these charts, I'ma get there. Been on my grind, I swear. People don't know what I go through. People don't know what low do. Don't make me mad, I'll show you. Low old school, get you.
All I see is money when I wake up. All I see is sky when I bake up. You're not on your grind, get your cake up. Niggas fall in line like a shape up. When you see me, see the unit. I'm about action, if you talking, I'ma mute it. Trying to get ahead, I'ma lose it. If I got my shot, I'ma shoot it. All I see is money when I wake up. All I see is sky when I bake up. You're not on your grind, get your cake up. Bitch, you fall in line like a shape up. When you see me, see the unit. I'm about action, if you talking, I'ma mute it. Trying to get ahead, I'ma lose it. If I got my shot, I'ma shoot it. Bah.
Why don't worry, I'll tell you, I'm a man who believes that I died 20 years ago, and I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Sunny days was cool, that only brought the pain later. Close hands, my head bowed, pray the Lord save me. Ducking shots up in the streets, trying to dodge a hater. Finger cuts, counting that cream, gotta get this paper. Sunny days was cool, that only brought the pain later. Close hands, my head bowed, pray the Lord save me. Ducking shots up in the streets, trying to dodge a hater. Finger cuts, counting that cream, gotta get this paper. I was taught to go get it by any means, who give a fuck if they judge? Criticism only means something if your numbers don't budge. Everybody about to blow until they shit be a dud. Grind different, plant you with seed, grow that shit from the mud. Make some mistakes along the way, you gon' learn from that. Never gossip around snakes, don't share your cheese with rats. Real rap just dropping jewels, I don't want nothing back. Double up, reinvest with the proceeds you stack. Share your story, cause it's a blessing when we pull up the pain. Fuck the block, I'd rather get it legit than be a stain. That's why I chose different from the concrete, but I rose different. You couldn't walk in my shoes, nigga, my soul's different. Lost some day ones, though I never forgot. I guess you gotta take L's before you get to the top. That's the plot, stack your cheese, overflow it till it rots. Some niggas will multiply, some niggas won't make the crop. Sunny days was cool, that only brought the pain later. Close hands, my head bowed, pray the Lord save you. Ducking shots up in the streets, trying to dodge a hater. Finger cuts, counting that cream, gotta get this paper. Sunny days was cool, that only brought the pain later. Close hands, my head bowed, pray the Lord save you. Ducking shots up in the streets, trying to dodge a hater. Finger cuts, counting that cream, gotta get this paper. What is pain when all that matters, how you come from it? Level up, let nothing stop you, then you gon' plummet. To the top, missionary, how I like to be. You could build me later, I'm worth a large fee. Was in them streets heavy, grinding like a skateboarder. And then I went legit, thanking God for my daughter. I switched up to a different pitch, got my change better. For cold nights, I had to double up that champ sweater. I've been a bully on a beat, I'm just a mixed breed. The way I punch different, like Apollo Creed. Product of my environment, I'm wired in. Every time them jewels drop, nigga, I was pocketing. Why they try to silence a young nigga? Muzzle my wishes, shadow my dreams, and make me beg for forgiveness. My claws different, I'm cut swiftly, the fabric soft. I'ma blow up when it's lit like a Mazel Tov. Sunny days was cool, that only brought the pain later. Close hands, my head bowed, pray the Lord save you. Ducking shots up in the streets, trying to dodge a hater. Finger cuts, counting that cream, gotta get this paper. Sunny days was cool, that only brought the pain later. Close hands, my head bowed, pray the Lord save you. Ducking shots up in the streets, trying to dodge a hater. Finger cuts, counting that cream, gotta get this paper.
Cornmeal.
Jay Bunkin.
You know in life, there's always a chance to grow. Always a chance to manifest what you believe in. Don't never let nobody tell you can't do it.
Never let nobody tell you different,
though they changed on you. That's just how the world works.
They won't believe it.
For real.
No.
Man, that life is a dirty game. I can't believe look how my soldier play they fucking hand.
Damn.
I must admit, from the start I had trust in you.
Trust.
Now I regret it, how I found the love to fuck with them.
Hey, fuck with you
now, I say that life is a dirty game. I can't believe look how my soldier play they fucking hand. I must admit, from the start I had trust in you. Now I regret it, how I found the love to fuck with them.
Check this out. Damn.
I gave you half of everything.
You provided my love for you.
I went from loading up and riding
and dripping my blood for you.
I never left you in the streets.
I opened the doors for you.
come
even
in.
Took away your boss
and broke in my cold face.
Damn. You never wanted anything.
I managed to have voice.
I was fucked up, you dope,
and I put up a smile for you.
I never gave your dreams.
I'm pushing it high for you.
Ask the Lord to send his best
to keep me alive for you.
You was close to fading away.
Just know that I cried for you.
When you asked if I would,
I said I would die for you.
When the feds came to town,
I went on the prowl for them.
How the fuck can you say that I wasn't around for you?
Know the path that you walk, the payments I paid for you.
When you owe niggas money,
then payments I made for you.
When your child needed guidance,
I landed that road for you.
You know the life we had together,
the memories I hold for you.
Man, in life is a dirty game. I can't believe they count my soldier play they fucking hand. I must admit, from the start I had trust in you. Now I regret how I found the love to fuck with you. Damn, I said that life is a dirty game. I can't believe they count my soldier play they fucking hand. I must admit, from the start I had trust in you. Now I regret how I found the love to fuck with you. Damn.
See, I was working for the ghost, but yet you were still from me.
I landed dead on my ass.
You vanished away from me.
Many lies you done told,
the truth was concealed from me.
Still, I stood solid ground.
You're feeling the real from me.
Yeah, time I was wrong,
but notice a mirror from me.
Can't believe you had the mind
to take a friend from me.
We was once, but the bad that you
fought it took hold from me.
Like that ride you was in,
they wanted my soul from me.
Is it true? The life you portrayed
was shown from me.
Yeah, it's true. When they say
many people would grow from me.
As I saw, and I push,
you pushing away from me.
Keep in mind, you can never deny what you learned from me. But it seems you expect to receive even more from me. Just relax, don't hold your breath and preserve what you hold from me. All that hatred in your heart is straining the love from me. Never wonder why they can't get a high and a hug from me. Man, life is a dirty game. I can't believe they got my soldier play their fucking hand. I must admit, from the start I had trust in you. Now I regret how I found the love to fuck with you. Damn, and that's life.
Psalm 100, GM Quick. Every for
all.
Stay manifested. For real. Take off.
All right, everybody. Well, we've come to the end of our show. So let's backtrack. So we got track one, The Unit, featuring Tony. And then we got track two, Pain by Smooth. Make sure you drop a Jam It or Damn It down below on the link and let us know what you think, track one or track two. And we ended it with Dirty Games, and y'all know who that is again. That was GM Quick, song Dirty Games. That song is rocking. So until next time, y'all know we out. Thank you for joining us on the Underground Podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye. And we're back at your girl, Lady M. So we're on the subject of toxic relationships. And we have two gentlemen in here that's going to give us their opinion about toxic relationships, the toxic relationships that they may have encountered in their lives, and what they felt was the problem and the solution. So we'll start with the first gentleman here, who goes by the name of... What's your name?
Pudding Tang.
Pudding Tang?
Yeah, ask me again. I'll tell you the same.
Okay, so have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yes. Unfortunately, and yes, I have.
Give us an example of what you thought was toxic about it.
Arguing over dumb shit.
Arguing over dumb. So is it just disagreements? Was it, I mean, when it got toxic, did it involve any physical violence?
Yes, but it was more just talk, more verbal violence.
And when the physical violence did occur, would you say was it you or was it her?
Her.
So what would be your advice for men as in, you know, knowing they're part of the toxic in the relationship?
Well, my advice?
Yeah, to the gentlemen out there. Like, would it be like, don't do nothing or you're going to end up in jail? Because I know I've been known to throw, you know, someone in jail a couple times, you know, for getting out of control. But sometimes us women, you know, we're...
I'm not going to say frightened, but we get intimidated a little bit, and so we have to defend ourselves. That's the way to defend ourselves. Not saying it's okay to call the laws, but just saying, in a toxic relationship, if necessary, call 911, ladies.
My personal opinion, if you got to hit another adult to make them do something, you don't need to be with that adult.
Okay, and
if you gotta threaten them, you don't need to be. I mean, relationships is about being in an agreement.
So how did you get out of that relationship?
We mutually decided to go our separate ways.
So your relationship probably was mild toxic. Mild toxic. Which is, you know, more doable than someone who's actually going through some hurdles. So we got the next gentleman in here who goes by the name of
Snoop.
Snoop. So Snoop, have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And what would you say was toxic about it?
Too much drama in my life.
So would you
baby mama drama.
Would you say that you might have been part of the problem?
No, I don't think so.
So most of the time, and I'm not defending women, but most of the time, the fights, even concurrence, always usually stems from a woman being mad because, you know, men tend to go out and do things they're not supposed to and then get caught up.
But she wouldn't even have to be mad if I was doing everything right. You know what I mean? It's like giving her dreams, pretty much. And
so if you're giving her your dream, you feel like... I'm just trying to understand a man. Do they feel like if they're a good provider and they do everything, do you feel like they have the right to do what they want?
Nope. Not at all, because they would be taking advantage.
True, sometimes. So one more question. So like when you were involved in this toxic relationship, was there physical violence?
No, not really. Not on my side.
Not on her side? On hers?
Yeah, hers.
Yeah, there's some women that do tend to get a little rowdy. But, and in all fairness, men, if you're out there getting beat up, you dial 911. But
or you try to run.
Yeah, don't try to run. You might get stabbed. Uh-oh. So how did you get out of your bad relationship? Was it a bad ending?
No, yeah, pretty much. Got like 8 years back child support, but anyways.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, that's otherwise. Enough to make anybody mad.
Yeah.
So.
It was all on her.
So it was all on her. Well, we got a little bit of an opinion of what gentlemen think.
Grateful.
You know, you were grateful?
Ungrateful.
She was ungrateful. And I think it goes both ways, but it does tend to, at times, these seem like mild cases, but there's been some that's gotten real bad. And we all read them in the tabloids all the time about them, you know, losing their lives with their boyfriend or husband.
Someone that who changed themselves to be a better person.
Yeah.
And by doing that, by showing them, you know what I'm saying? By putting food and on the table and rub over their heads and everything else. You can take care of another person's baby. You
know right. And it's crazy because people, you know, identify love and violence. And I don't believe the two coincide. I believe that when you love someone that you do not intend to hurt them, because that's not love. Love means that you love unconditionally and you wouldn't hurt, you know, the other person. But at times...
If you know the person, shit, you wouldn't be doing that, but...
True. True. Very true.
Otherwise, shit, if you really love them, you let them go. You know what I'm saying? Let them be happy. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to bring them down or nothing like that.
True. True, true.
Because no, I ain't going to let nobody drag me, you know what I mean, into the mud.
Yep. And I agree. I agree. We do have another gentleman in the building, but I don't think, guess he doesn't want to talk. All right, so that was our version with men's opinion on what a toxic relationship is.
and, you know, how it got toxic, you know, kind of some stories and some advice for the gentlemen out there. All right. Well, we'll be back with the ladies' point of view.
Talking about violence.
And we are still on the subject of, you know, violence and toxic relationships. So we're trying to understand both viewpoints of both a man and a woman. And Smitty had a really good question. So he wanted to know, yes, Smitty in the city. So he wanted to know, what was your question, Smitty?
I'm in Texas. Can a man stand his ground against a woman?
Okay, and what does stand your ground mean in Texas for people who don't know?
If you attack me, I got the right to defend myself.
Okay, and that's in your
by
home.
By any means, that's anywhere.
That is anywhere?
That's wherever my feet stand. If you,
yeah,
I don't have to back up.
Right. So
I don't have to, you know, stand your ground means I can stand where I stand.
So Texas is generally a state where stand your ground is implemented, and that means you have the right to defend yourself should anyone cross your boundaries or get, you know, too close in a form of any type of
violence. Yeah, I don't have to back up. I shouldn't have to retreat. But if a woman gets in my face, do I still have the liberty of standing my ground?
And that is a great question.
And I can go a step further.
As far as a man and a woman and toxic relationships.
Stand his ground.
So if it was a white woman involved, in other words, or
can a black man stand his ground against a white woman? That's a
very, very good
touchy. Yeah, but it's a good question.
It is a good question. There are a lot of gentlemen actually in the prison systems right now arrested for, you know, protecting themselves from, you know, such cause or getting blamed for it simply because it was one person's word against the other. And it was a black gentleman and a white woman or whatever other race it is. So that's a very, very good question. Can women stand their ground as it being in a form of self-defense? So I would think that if a woman has a right, and this is my opinion, but if a woman touches a man in such manner where she's punching him constantly, I mean, honestly, and this is my opinion, but I would tell my son to hit her back. And I know that doesn't sound right, but if a woman is stepping up like a man, then she should be able to take blows like a man. And I'm sorry, ladies, that's one area where I will not stick up for you. I do believe that if you are in a toxic relationship now, and, you know, for instance, you're defending yourself or the man has struck you first and you're, you know, go off the ledge, then by all means, get it in. But on another term, if you are just beating up your man, and it is known that there are some relationships where the woman is the dominant, the controller, the we would call the narcissist. Narcissist or the psychopath or social or social. Yes.
The aggressor.
Sociopath. Psychopath. Yeah. And that is a touchy subject. And if you guys don't know those terms of those, please look it up because it plays a really big part in toxic relationships. A lot of times we get involved with certain people or, you know, men or women, because this is both genders, that could, you know, have these behaviors and these type of signs you could see. So you would be able to identify if you're dealing with that type of person. So sociopath, psychopath, or, you know, any type of abuser. Would usually stem from one of those two mental health issues, I'm going to say. So, I don't know. Smitty, do you think that you could identify what a sociopath or a psychopath is or a narcissist?
Identify with them or identify one?
Identify who they are and exhibit their behaviors. Do you know? Would you know?
Like the DNA?
I mean,
like
the DNA I brought up.
Yeah.
I know, like, if I'm dealing with a crazy ass.
That's crazy one right there.
A crazy, yeah. That's a, that is. And there are a lot of crazy women that will
that will, you know, do things, you know, some out of heinous. And they are, they are, you know, no sociopaths, psychopaths, or narcissists. Like that close to me. I've known of people to, you know, throw stuff at them, and you know, that's a form of abuse too, guys. And well, even you know, burn people. Again, I don't know any, but I mean, I'm just saying, I know of people that have done stuff like that. So, in self-defense, I'm gonna add that.
You got to ask yourself, why is the woman throwing something? I mean, how?
Throwing herself.
Okay, well.
Because I can't just throw all women into that category.
Right.
Well, some women.
I mean, snap. Is she throwing
it's
something
called snap.
At you? What'd you do to make her just.
Exactly.
Where she got to go grab something and chunk it at your ass.
Exactly.
Like, you got to do something.
Like, drastic, yes. Right. Because a lot of women, you got to back in a corner. But some women, they're just naturally aggressive. I know, you know, I'm not trying to say anything, but
come too strong and they want to see the man.
There's some women out there that, yeah, she, that will fight a man.
Man, she wants to be handled.
Well, I don't know if
she wants to be handled. That's for
yeah, me. I don't know if I didn't. I don't think I didn't date no woman like that. I don't know. I just.
She wanted to know who.
Oh, at the same time, you know, I say, can a man stand his ground against a woman? I mean, I'm like, sitting here thinking, like, I ain't really had to do that.
But
and if a woman was mad at me, then in my case, most of the time, I really...
She'd be mad at herself.
I've done something to upset them.
And I'm going to say this, with him saying all that, I'm going to say this. The signs are always there in the beginning when you, if you know it's going to be toxic, they're always there. You can act like they're not there, but they're always there. People just choose not to see them and decide that maybe they could change a person, blah, blah, blah. But those are signs, guys. So make sure that you pay attention to the signs.
What is toxic?
It's a choice.
I'm not for sure that I have been in a toxic relationship.
Yeah. Toxic would be where it's constant feuding. Fighting, nothing is ever, it's constant just bickering and it becomes physical and it becomes dangerous sometimes. Mm-hmm. And some people's even lost their lives.
Yeah.
I don't think.
By doing things that they,
I don't think I'm one for that.
That gets on your nerves.
I can't really say I've been, I mean.
With that being said, any, well now, and this is my opinion also, but any person that goes to the extremes of doing that, again, they follow in a mental disorder kind of criteria. So it's best to know the signs. Ladies, if you don't know what the signs are, please make sure that you check them and identify if that's what you're experiencing. And then get away from them because it's not safe. So stand your ground, men, if you need to.
How do you get away?
But stand your ground by doing, not hitting, but by pushing or maybe... You're stronger, so grab her, hold her, call 911, get them locked up. Or if you want to, leave them. Leave them for a little bit and teach them a lesson if it's toxic on the woman's end.
I'm sure I don't have that being by doing it to them.
It's rare. I'm going to say this, Smitty, it is rare.
Yeah, I can't really.
It is rare. Not too many men are going to stand their ground with a woman because usually they can already stand their ground. But then it becomes physical violence.
Well, if I really ain't finna be with,
that's so true.
Yeah, I really ain't gonna be with no woman that just thinks she gotta put her hands on me. Unless, I mean, she massaging me or something. You know, that's different.
Right, right. But then that would not be toxic. Yes, Mitty, you probably never experienced a toxic relationship. Well, I have. So, and I'm not proud of it, but
I have.
But with that being said, you know, ladies, you can be toxic as well in a relationship. If you are toxic, you know, you have to go seek help because you probably got a lot of mental issues going on that stemmed from when you were younger. It's common. Go get help. But we'll be back after these messages. I'll edit that out.
Good. Why are you still recording?